This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, in terms of the masail pertaining to salah that we have been discussing, yesterday we mentioned that it is makruh, it is inappropriate to perform salah without headgear, without the topi, as we would say. More so when you are in congregation, when you are in public, when you're in the masjid, and even if you're performing salah on your own at home, it is inappropriate, it's not correct to perform salah without the topi, without the headgear. Normally sometimes if you don't have, then there at the back, there's always a few spare ones. I remember in the old days, they used to take the handkerchief and make a topi out of it. They don't do it anymore, or not that I see much of it, but it showed that there was a degree of respect. People understood that I'm standing before Allah, I must stand with the appropriate headgear. For today, I want to discuss another issue which unfortunately, I suppose, perhaps also because of negligence, has become very common, and that is lowering of the upper garments below the ankles. This is something which is reprehensible for a Muslim at any time. Whether you're in the masjid or out of the masjid, whether you're in salah or out of salah, your upper garments, meaning your kurta, your trouser, or if you're not wearing a kurta, then your trouser, it must be above the ankles. A little higher up is better, but the minimum is it must be above the ankles. And it becomes more reprehensible if it's below the ankles whilst the person is in the masjid and the person is in salah. And many of us have become negligent in this regard, and we need to be careful. Sometimes we have the Islamic garb on. We have a nice kurta, mashallah. We have a turban. We apply surma. We apply itar. We come to the masjid, but the kurta is a bit too long, or the trousers are a bit too long. Sometimes also it slips down, you know, especially if you've got a few extra Dunlops around your waist. The trouser may not sit as flush, but we should be cognizant of it. Every now and then, we should raise it. So let's keep that in mind, inshallah. Not only for the month of Ramadan, but let's always check our upper garments, the kurta and the trouser. I know sometimes you buy a brand new, spanking new, shining dafa. You feel a bit hard to trim it, you know. But let's do it for the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That during Ramadan, during salah, in the masjid, our upper garments should be above the ankles. And then we take it beyond that, because it's a requirement for Muslims at all times that the upper garments must be above the ankles. Very quickly, brothers, three quick announcements. Inshallah, after the Taraweeh Salah, we'll have a short dhikr program, about 15 minutes or so. Secondly, tomorrow, inshallah, at 2 o'clock at the Impala Crescent School, there's going to be a community meeting with regards to the crime in the area. I know Sunday afternoons in Ramadan is an ideal opportunity for some overdue siesta, or for maybe the wife also is putting pressure for some Eid shopping. But really, it's something that affects all of us, and we all need to play our part. So tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock at the Impala School, here behind us. And lastly, alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us. You know, the last few days I've been speaking about all of those inconsiderate actions. They don't take place to such a large extent in Nurul Islam, because Allah has given us such broad facilities. But these facilities also don't run on love and fresh air. Sometimes people have this misconception that, oh, you know, because Nurul Islam has got flats and they've got halls, they've got enough money. Trust me, there isn't enough money. There isn't. Obviously, we thank Allah that we have these facilities, but you have to look at it relevant and relative to the size of the organization and to the expenses of the organization. We want the underfloor on all the time. We want the heating and the lighting facilities on all the time. We want adequate lighting in the parking, and we want everything. But now and then we need to also put into our pockets a little bit and contribute. So the banking details are there. Take note, make regular EFT starting from Ramadan. And also the collections take place over the weekends as well. Contribute generously, inshallah. Shukran.